Just in time for Halloween, this week's EPP bonus episode does not disappoint. When a hooded figure torments a college student night after night. The mischievous prank on board the Queen Mary actually involved the paranormal. And real ghost stories from a former night watch guard at Alcatraz. All that and more this week.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Where to begin on this week's EPP bonus episode? There are so many great Halloween stories for us. Several of them involving security guards, which is always one of my favorite, I guess, genres of ghost stories, where you have people who are typically working odd hours in odd locations and coming across things that, yes, they're there to secure, but they have no control over whatsoever because what they're witnessing is not remotely human in nature. A lot of that in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Going to go into our first story here, and this is a sample of what you're going to hear. It's about Alcatraz. That's I think, my favorite story in this week's EPP bonus episode. It starts out, it was my second summer of work at Alcatraz Island. And just like my first summer, I had the night watch. I was assigned the south side of the island while the other guard had the north side. We were the only two people on the island until 7 a.m. the next morning. After my first summer, I'd heard of the strange things that happen on night watch, such as prisoners in their cells and old guards walking around. But nothing ever bothered me that much. After all, I thought if they were just sounds, then they wouldn't hurt me. I'd already put in a week of work and was well adjusted to the strange sounds. Every new hour, I would get up and do a walking patrol all the way to the middle of the island, where I'd meet the other guard and then my sign in on a computer to prove to the bosses that I did my rounds. On my way back, I decided to go down through the dungeons, which was solitary confinement, since it was a shortcut back to my post. I hated going down there, but it was a rule to go down through the dungeons at least twice a night just to make sure that nothing was disturbed. It was always dark, hot, but most of it was the scariest place to be at night. I flicked on my flashlight and rushed down the stairs. The only sound that could be heard was my quick-paced steps and my heavy breathing. As I was staying focused on the door at the other end, I hardly noticed the one cell door that was open. It wasn't a prisoner's cell, but a room where the guards would take the prisoners to beat up, so I heard. I shined my light inside the room, making just a quick glance around the almost empty area and missed the other little door that was open. It was smaller and close to the floor. Most of it was made of wood. It was about 2 feet in height and around 3 millimeters in width, and I doubted that even I could fit in there. Squatting down and peering, I saw that it was too dark inside to see anything. I raised my light to shine in, and suddenly it went out. "Damn," I said. Still squatting down, I reached inside of it and tried to feel for a floor or wall. I felt nothing. Wherever it led to was someplace big and very deep. Then at that moment, a blast of cold wind hit me square in the face. I stood up and tried to fix my eyes to the darkness, but it was slowly taking place. As much as I wanted to stay down there, I inched my way down the corridor to the other door. I couldn't wait till daybreak to come and see what it led to. After inching my way back to the door, I opened the door and ran up the stairs to my little office. I settled down and decided to continue with my book, The Razor's Edge. I eventually forgot about the small door until my lunch break with the other guard. He said it was probably some entrance to the old furnace room down below. Little did I know that later that night I was to experience my first unexplained and weird incident. It was around 1 a.m. I was in my office reading my book when I heard what sounded like someone walking down the hallway away from my office. This was the first time I ever heard this sound. Most of the time, the sounds were further away and repetitious. I sat there for a minute watching the hall. Then I shrugged it off and went back to my book. And once again, the footsteps broke the silence. I jumped out of my seat and took my new flashlight and walked down the hall, doing a quick search. Got to the end of the hall where the stairway to the dungeons was and noticed what sounded like a whistling wind coming from the cells. I went down and realized that the wind was coming from the very room where the small door was. As I stepped into the room, I saw nothing out of the ordinary except for the small door was wide open. My hair was blowing gently in the breeze, now coming from the opening. Leaning forward, I tried to see into the space beyond, and I couldn't even see. With the bright light that I had with me, it was too dark to make out anything. Just then it felt as if a tremor pulsed through the whole structure of the prison. It was slight, but just the same, it caused me to reach out and take hold of the door for support. What was that? I said to myself. Why, this little quake happens here all the time. I pushed the door closed and locked it with a rusty bolt lock. The rest of the night went on until around 3 a.m. A strong storm started. I could see lightning on the horizon, snaking a path from the clouds to the ground. I sat there humming a tune to myself while I read. Then I noticed a light coming from an unknown source in the middle of the hallway. Apparently it was not coming from the windows, and I could find no source for the strange glow. As I tried to find the source, the prison suddenly shuddered rather loudly. At almost the same time, a heavy pounding began from the dungeons. This was too much for me, and I ran back to my office to call the other guard on the phone. As I did this, the pounding seemed to grow louder and more violent, and the phone went dead and the noise stopped suddenly. I looked down the hall in terror, just for some huge monster to come out of nowhere and charge at me, and then the pounding began again, this time with an increased frenzy.
Ghost Stories Online.
So what happens on the rest of the shift? He does go and investigate. He does go back to where that mysterious door is. Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online when you become an extra podcast person in EPP. It's only $5 a month. You'll get access to every single bonus episode that we've ever made, all 219 of them, packed with the best ghost stories we've ever told. You'll get advanced access to every regular episode of the show weeks before they go public, and have many other exclusive perks like a fast pass email to send your stories to us for consideration on the broadcast well before everybody else. And there's much more as well. $5 a month to be an EPP, or sign up for a yearly EPP and claim yourself that spirit flask or a bunk bed bell. If you're a U.S. resident, we'll send it out to you. Become an EPP, extra podcast person, and keep our program on the air. Go to ghostpodcast.com. Happy Halloween.